Yeah, and then I can ask you to stop to let me get my bearings.
Yeah, I'll just say that today is February 14th, 1979, and this is an oral interview with Broer Utter, Fort Worth artist, and I am Lisa Laughlin Ferguson for the Archives of American Art. And we'll start with your early background. When your father came to Fort Worth, your mother and your grandparents.
Well, yes. Well, my full name is Broer Alexander Utter Jr. Many people think my name is made up, but it's not. Broer is Scandinavian for brother. And in his family there were 13 children, and one was named Suster, because they gave out of names, I presume. And my father came to this country I can't remember the year. He came, though, when he was 19 years old. And he was a lithographer by trade, and lithography then was beginning to grow and spread because of it was a wonderful way to reproduce pictures, and also it was used in the printing of insurance policies and certificate bonds. And he had a kind of talent and craft that he could go any place and get a job, because there was a greater demand than there were artisans. And so, but he first, when he came to this country, he lived a very marvelous life in that he traveled all over the northern part. He worked in logging camps, and then when he finally would get bored with that, he'd go to a city and work in a lithographic printing plant, like he worked in St. Joe, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And then he went to San Francisco and worked there, and then somehow or another he found out that X-Line Rhymers needed someone here. So he drove all the way from San Francisco to Fort Worth on a motorcycle. And of course,
in 1911, right?
In 1911. And I don't know too much about my uncles and aunts. One of my uncles came here and stayed here after he had been to California. And my mother, in fact, for a while, I had my cousin, who was a few years older than I am, and she helped rear him. And then my uncle married again in California. And so then he went to California, but he came finally here, and one brother went to San Francisco and Berkeley, and they didn't have too, I have no, no I don't have too many cousins, and then one of my aunts was brought over by my Uncle John, who was the oldest of the family. This is one named Suster. She was brought here after the World War II on visits that my uncle arranged that she could come. And the people would ask my father, how can you speak to your sister in Finnish and in Russian? I mean in Swedish. And the reason why is because when they were children, they were brought up in what is now called Helsinki, but in their day it was called Helsingfors, because there were more Swedes living in Helsingfors, Finland, than there were Finns. And they brought in capital and to develop the country, and they went to Swedish schools. They had their own schools. And also my uncle was asked, well, how is it that you can speak can't speak Finnish? He said, oh, well, I played with Swedish boys, but my brother played with Finnish boys. And my father also picked up German and a little Russian. And my grandfather was a painter. He painted murals, and which were very popular in those days. And then in the winter, he painted easel pictures. And
in Helsinki.
Yes. And the last time my father went back to Finland three times before 1911.